I'm waving through a window. Oh, can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?
Welcome back to Rosie on the House. And again, we're visiting here with Sal Sicato, owner of Dunright Windows and Doors. And we're talking in great detail about all of the different aspects you need to be considering when you're considering replacing your doors or your windows, the frame material, the right glazing package. But boy, Sal, none of that really matters if the window is installed wrong.
That is true. You can take a $5,000 window and install it improperly. It won't operate and it's going to leak forever. Or you can take a relatively inexpensive product and install it with love, and it will last you a good period of time.
All right. Let's talk about that with the number of windows you have installed in a retrofit installation application residentially. Let's just take that typical stucco frame home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you looking at when you're assessing what's going to be involved in getting this window out and the new window in?
Well, it really depends on the customer's comfort level. There's many different style installations, and we do them all, but whatever the homeowner is looking for in a finished product. If they are looking for something that's going to be little to no painting whatsoever, there's an option for that when we're done, or we can do something called a stucco cutback, which is by far your most extensive and yet expensive installation style, and they are going to be left with painting afterwards, and we can get into depth on that if you would like.
And the no painting option would be the I want to call them kit formats, but they're the overlay frames that lay over the existing frames in place.
My least favorite installation style in the industry, it's called jumping of the frame. Definitely okay. The easiest style. Pros of that are for the homeowners that don't want to do anything. They want to
no
make
mess,
sure that
no fuss,
no fuss, no muss. Yeah, that's the installation style for them. You leave the existing frame intact, so you're not breaking that moisture barrier. That's definitely a plus there. The new window will overhang the existing frame by a little bit.
We call that the chunky look.
It is definitely the chunky look. However, you can adjust that to where it doesn't need to be that full 3 inches of vinyl on the exterior or aluminum. It can be customized to where it's only a half of an inch.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be that large piece. The con is you definitely lose glass. You're going to lose about 3 inches of visible glass from the sides and the top on each opening.
Okay. So what did you call that? The industry calls that what?
Jumping of the frame.
Jumping of the frame. Mm-hmm. So that's one option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want my maximum glass area.
Okay.
Okay.
Your maximum glass area is going to be to definitely remove the existing window frame. Going in the next step up, so there is a retro style. The retro style would be to remove the glass first, collapse the window frame right where it sits.
All right. How do you remove the glass?
Can I do it
with a brick?
Yeah, you can if you want, but then you have to clean it up. See, we do it to where there's no mess.
Okay, all right, okay.
So once you remove the glass, then you're actually going to collapse the frame right where it sits. You're going to score the drywall up against the window frame, so when we do collapse the window frame, it's not peeling any paint, anything like that.
It generally caulked to the drywall, so you're taking your razor blade mm-hmm. knife and breaking that caulk bead.
Cutting that, and typically nothing on the exterior. And what we're going to do is collapse the window frame. And when we do that, we're not disturbing the stucco on the exterior, nor are we disturbing the drywall on the inside. Now, once the window is gone, you see your stucco on the exterior down to your foam and then to your 2x4, and that's where your most moisture barrier stops. We can overlay some weather stripping in there to where we are diverting any bit of water leak to where if there is a water leak on the inside of the wall, once it gets to the window, it's going to divert, run around, and go back out the weep holes as natural.
And technically speaking, if that original window was installed and flashed correctly, you're going to be just fine.
Yes. So if you do have a leak in your, let's say you have a, you know,
that's one of the components that's driving me to look at a new window. I've got a header that's constantly being water stained. The beads popped and
typically if you have a 2000 house, aluminum window frame, stuccoed, and it's framed. And your header is leaking, that's actually not going to be your window that's leaking. That's going to either be your weather, your flashing behind the window, but yet you still have water getting in there from another source. So you need to look further above that, because it's either your roof or your stucco or something that's leaking, getting behind the moisture barrier, hitting your window, and now you see it as a visible leak.
People are surprised all the time when I tell them you've got to keep the paint on the stucco. The stucco is not waterproof.
Now, something that a lot of people don't know is when you look at your, let's say you go to the exterior and you're thinking, is my window leaking? If you look at the corners of your window frames and you have cracks in the stuccos coming off in a diagonal, that is that shows that you have water leaking on the inside of your window frames down into your 2x4, swelling your 2x4, and then it'll expand and crack your stucco, and that's how you end up with those stucco cracks.
Okay, so we were talking collapsing, and I took you off into flashing here.
Yes, definitely off.
Okay, so we're collapsing the frame. Mm-hmm. We're doing a little weather stripping and reinstalling a new frame.
We can utilize a block frame, slip it into the existing opening. We're going to butt it up against the drywall, so you're basically going to have a 3/8-inch gap between your 2x4 and the new frame of the window. And then we utilize a 2% expanding foam, which is going to expand in any of the voids that we have in between the stucco and the window, and then utilize a textured caulking, which is going to have the same grit as the stucco, and once painted.
Think of caulk with sand in it.
Basically, once that is painted, it'll look like the window has always been there.
Okay, and you're putting, and what kind of glass options or operation options? That's the other thing we haven't talked about, the different operas, sliding, XO, single hung, double hung,
casement. There's a lot for that. Usually what we do is when we go to a customer's house, we'll look at everything. We'll see if they need to upgrade any direction or any operation of a window to get it into, you know, the new look. We need to see what style installation is going to best fit their needs, figure out what product is going to best fit their needs and their budget. And we usually start all of that with actually color. That's the first question that I have is, what color window frame do you need? Because that will tell you right off the bat what material you can be in.
Okay, that starts narrowing the choices down. That's the first thing y'all have to do, start narrowing choices so we can get down to where we're recommending one or two different products. Mm-hmm. And your first question is, what color is the frame?
What color is the frame?
That's great.
Yeah, well, if you know, your vinyl is your softest material. Like I said earlier, I would prefer not to install it, but that's going to be what a lot of people are going to go with. If you have to have a black window frame, I really don't want to sell you a window that we're taking a vinyl product, your softest, painting the exterior black. And now we're going to install it. I actually won't sell that to you because we give a lifetime warranty on our install, and that means you're going to be making us dinner quite a few times because we're going to be back over your house.
Not a win-win for anybody.
Unless dinner's really good.
Unless dinner is really, really good. All right, what other installation details are you looking for? Now, very often in the window replacement we do, and we generally don't do window replacement unless it's a part of the regular remodel.
Sure.
I'll take a 4-inch grinder, cut the stucco 6 inches back from the window, rip all the stucco out, rip the frame out. Am I doing that wrong?
Yes and no. Yes, because you shouldn't be 6 inches back, because now unless the wall is shored, you're going to be in a hollow area. I'm sure you found that. You want to be 3 inches back because you've got the 2x4s. Once you're there, you can remove all the stucco, all the existing flashing, and remove the window how it was newly installed by a new build. Now you can actually reinstall the window, new style construction, and properly flash it. Once you do that, then the stucco guys can come behind and do the chicken wire, the foam, and flash it again, but yet they have the framing behind it to nail the everything to it.
Piece it all back together, and then that stucco guy really becomes key to the whole installation.
Absolutely, because if it's a smooth stucco, for going corner to corner.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If it's a skip trowel, it's a lot easier to make it look like a 99% match. The guys that we use are amazing, and we can definitely make it look good.
The skip trowel texture does make it a little bit easier, but boy, when it's done bad,
Oh, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
That goes with any installation.
It just screams at you. Mm-hmm. I'm a replacement window. Mm-hmm. Do you like my pimples? It's just horrible.
We shoot for any window that has been replaced is going to look like it's always been there with the house.
Yeah. So Done Right is located where?
Just north of the Barrett-Jackson on 16573 North 92nd Street, Suite 115.
Okay. And do y'all showroom a product, or do you like to just be at the owner's house?
The way that the homeowner can best use our services is for us to come over to them.
Yeah.
Once we take a look at the house, really understand what works best for their neighborhood, their house, the look that they have, our services are best served by us being in their house.
Okay. And how would people get a hold of you?
Our direct number is 602-456-2227.
Okay. And the website?
The website is azwindowreplacement.com.
Okay. Now, we've talked through frame selection. We've talked through glazing options. Okay. And we've talked through installation. Is there any, and I even educated you on R value.
We'll have lunch over that conversation.
What else about windows? And we haven't even touched on doors.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot out there. The way that we are, you need to find yourself somebody that's going to listen to you. And that's what we do. We truly gear our business and our company around our homeowners' needs. Everyone needs something different. Everyone wants something different. And the majority of our homeowners are doing research online. That is very scary. When I, with the knowledge base that I have to go online and read the things that are online, it's very difficult to get any straight answer as far as which direction.
So, it is. Yeah. Now, you were talking about fiberglass for your window frames. Do y'all do much fiberglass in a door at all?
Yeah, it depends on if it's a hinge door or a sliding glass door. There are definitely options of both in fiberglass with many different colors.
Okay. I'm so appreciative of all the Rosie certified experts that we get to come in and take us to this deeper level on the different topics. Here talking today with Sal Sicato, owner of Done Right Windows and Doors. I told you there wouldn't be any trick questions, but you've got 1 minute to answer one trick question.
I saw it coming.
Is there any time ever in the Valley of the Sun that you recommend triple glaze? Can we get some Jeopardy music?
Unless, if it's a sound deepening window and
he
we need to
right.
utilize
you
it.
You got double Jeopardy, buddy. You just won a
that.
Prize.
Hey, what'd I win?
You're exactly right.
Sound deepening is definitely that, and you get a very, very low U factor on triple glaze, but it needs to be properly done. So it needs to be a nice manufacturing company for it.
About the only place we recommend it.
The
is when
rest
you're trying
of it
to kill
is
noise.
Sales gimmicks.
Yes. So Done Right is located where?
Just north of the Barrett-Jackson on 16573 North 92nd Street, Suite 115.
Okay. And do y'all showroom a product, or do you like to just be at the owner's house?
The way that the homeowner can best use our services is for us to come over to them.
Yeah.
Once we take a look at the house, really understand what works best for their neighborhood, their house, the look that they have, our services are best served by us being in their house.
And the website?
The website is azwindowreplacement.com.